Father's Day is coming up in a week, and we're chirping about the very best gift you can give your dad.
And this is Chick to Chick.
All right, so what is the very best gift you can give your dad this Father's Day? You can encourage him to get screened for prostate cancer. This is something that people don't want to talk about, but we really do need to talk about it, Carrie.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, my stepfather did have prostate cancer. And when he did pass away, it wasn't because of that, because he was able to get in early enough. The numbers were tested. They stayed low due to the treatment that he had. But that's not always the case with some folks, because treatment itself can be so hard on the body that then if you get sick or anything else happens, you're really in trouble. And unfortunately, we had to experience that with a good friend, a very dear friend of yours.
And Carrie, you bring up a very interesting point. Prostate cancer is the second most deadly cancer in men, but if it's detected early, the survival rate is 100%. So the key here is early detection. Another significant statistic, 1 in 9 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer. So inevitably, it is going to affect somebody that you know. So why aren't we talking about it more? And why are we not encouraging men to go get screened for this?
And I don't know what it is about men. It's kind of like they go in their cave and they just don't think about it. And maybe it's because for a while it was sort of taboo for men to talk about things that were affecting them. I don't know, but that needs to change. It really does, because it serves no purpose to put your head in the sand and not do something as simple as getting a test.
Yeah, they do need to come out of their cave. They do need to talk about it and they do need to get screened. Our guest today is Kyle Mace. His father was legendary sportscaster Greg Mace. Greg died in November of 2019 of prostate cancer. Kyle, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a blast to be talking with you guys right now.
Thanks, Kyle. Kyle, your dad fought prostate cancer for 5 years. He was very quiet about it. He only confided in a few people. Can you take us back and let us know and fill us in and tell us how he found out he had prostate cancer?
I'll be totally honest. I was kind of kept in the dark at the beginning as well. It was just sort of, you know, he went through some tests to know he was going to the doctor. Obviously, he had a heart attack a decade earlier. And I just knew that, you know, okay, hey, dad's got to get checked up for his heart. He had stents, all those things. And then one day my parents came to me and said, hey, you know, his numbers are up and we're looking and we're going to these hospitals and getting some more tests. And we had some conversations about what hospitals we thought were best and the doctors that we knew. And I remember he ended up going to Penn State Hershey and meeting some amazing doctors there and working with them. But it was just sort of this like, not this like, okay, yeah, dad has prostate cancer thing, but it was just sort of in the back of his mind, like, okay, hey, this is just something to make sure that we're watching and taking care of and not letting get, you know, affecting his life too much.
When I was at the memorial service, it was amazing. But what was striking is that I think it was the first time that you actually sort of made public what was going on with your dad. Why did you choose the memorial to share that?
A couple reasons. The first being that November is actually Men's Health Awareness Month. It's very much an encouragement for men to get checked for prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and talk about the stigma around mental health in men. So literally leading up to that morning, I had a mustache. I had a mustache because that's what people do during November. They grow a mo to encourage all that. So I thought, well, if I don't have a mustache and I'm not going to talk about it, I need to talk about this. And everything. So people know, because there is a stigma around all of this. It's not a fun thing to talk about. You know, we just had the Lance Armstrong 30 for 30 on ESPN and he had testicular cancer. And that's something that men don't want to talk about either. So I just think, you know, it's sort of the thing of my generation that we're willing to talk about these things. We're willing to talk around mental health and cancer and these things and not beat around the bush that might've been things that, oh, I don't know if I want to talk about it. And dad always said, and I respect it, that it was, you know, I don't want to. I just don't want to talk about it. I don't want people coming up to me and asking me, how you doing? How you feeling? Is everything okay? That's just something that he saw enough people publicly. He was like, I don't know. I don't need to deal with that. But on the other side of that, I feel we now need to encourage people to say, hey, if you can get checked early, if you can get this information and you're willing to talk about it, the numbers are good to come out on the other side of this with very little side effects.
Kyle, you know, your father and I worked together for many, many years. He had confided in me. He was very quiet about it, but he was also very hopeful. And he thought he was going to beat this. And I think it was a shock to all of us when he passed away from prostate cancer. I want to know from you, as your son, his only child, how you felt that day.
Everything was sort of a buildup. Go back to September, he had laryngitis and lost his voice. And I remember that day vividly because he was very sick at home. And my mom took him to the hospital. It was something like, hey, okay, you can't talk. Well, you know him. He lived at the TV station. So he was going back into the TV station and working. We went to Hershey Bears practice for training camp. And he was so weak from just not being able to talk and all the side effects of it that he couldn't hold the microphone. And I just said to him, hey, sit down. I got this. Don't worry about it. And we were very much encouraged him. Take a break. Rest in bed. Don't push yourself. But he loved his job too much. So he started to get better. Went back on camera and just got more sick because obviously he was so weak. Ended up getting pneumonia and passing away was one of the side effects with that. So it was coming. Unfortunately, it's never a day that you're prepared for. You talked to him on the phone that day. There was so much love surrounding him. It was absolutely overwhelming.
You as a young man, you're really taking on this role so well, and you've got some things that you're sort of planning and things that are happening and in the works. You want to tell us about it?
Yeah, so I want to honor him in as many ways as possible. Obviously, I just did a telethon for Coco Packs with my website, Chocolate Hockey. If anybody wants to go back and watch the video on demand of that absolutely great event in his spirit. I think of his life in sort of three different phases with the ways that we're going to honor him, with his work in the community, with his work as a sports broadcaster, and I want to do it with very much prostate cancer and making sure that we're helping encourage men get checked and look for a cure for it. So I want to do something with his work with interns. I want to start a scholarship fund here for kids in the area to encourage them to go into local news and local sports broadcasting and even national broadcasting. And finally, doing prostate cancer research and helping find a cure. My father was very much involved in the Jake Gitlin Cancer Research Foundation that Warren Gitlin so greatly founded and everything he did with the golf tournament. I really think that there's something there that we can do now on Greg's end and my father's end and everything that he stood for in his spirit to do for prostate cancer research. And honestly, right now, the best thing we can do is just encourage people. So if you're at home and you haven't gotten checked for prostate cancer, I mean, what you're waiting for? It's a simple little test. You get it done. And once it's done, if you get the positive stuff back, hey, great. But if you get it addressed early, it's better than waiting and having it build up and having to deal with much harsher side effects down the line. So that's, I feel, the best thing we can do right now is just continue to encourage people to go get checked and not have a stigma around this anymore. I mean, everybody has to go through something like this at some point. Why wait any longer?
And we need to talk about it. Kyle, very quickly, Father's Day is coming up. What's the one thing you want us to know about your dad that we didn't know?
Oh man,
that's a tough one, Flora.
We could spend a couple hours on this topic.
I said quickly, Kyle. Quickly.
So very quickly, my father had a baseball card collection, and I've been going through them, and I collected baseball cards as well. So I was going through some of these cards, and one of the things that was always funny to me was he would draw on some of the cards when he was very young and would fake sign autographs. So one time, I forget who got it for him or whether it was he got it, but Roger Maris was signing autographs at a local mall and he got Roger Maris's autograph on a baseball. And at some point it started fading. So what he thought in his mind was, I got a great idea. I'm going to trace over it and make it look better. You know, Roger Maris, probably arguably in a lot of people's mind, still the home run king to this day, traced over his autograph. I don't know where that ball is, but it's always the one story that he told that was just like, oh man, what was I thinking? Why did they trace over Roger Maris's autograph? Gah. So I have tons of those stories of just all his love for sports and his passion for sports. And just one of those funny things that he would just go, oh, what was I thinking?
What was he thinking? Kyle, thank you so much. for joining us and making sure we get the message out to encourage men to get screened for prostate cancer. And we love you. We loved your dad. And thanks again.
Thank you so much for having me.
Kyle really, really talked about so many important things. And really, Carrie, this test only takes a few minutes. It's really not that big of a deal. And men, you need to know that Urology of Central Pennsylvania actually offers free screening for prostate cancer. We're putting the information for their website up on the screen. In addition, for more information, you can contact the Pennsylvania Prostate Cancer Coalition. And again, you do see the link to their website on the screen. You know, Carrie, we were both at Greg's memorial service, and he was such a wonderful, wonderful man. He did so much for our community, and I just will never forget, and I know you know what I'm going to say, one of the things that was said was, go be Greg Mace. Yeah. Go be Greg Mace, be a good person, be kind, and make a difference.
I know. And you know what? I think that by doing a podcast like this and listening to Kyle, I think a lot of people are going to go be Greg Mace. They're going to go do it. And even if it's someone just listening and they're doing it on behalf of their partner, that's what this is all about. It's about knowledge is power. And, you know, listen, we're so appreciative that you all are listening to our podcast, but we always are curious to see if there's something you want to know from us. So you can just go to chicktochick.com, hit contact, and send us the message. And of course, you can find us all over social media. And we really appreciate you being with us on this podcast.
And to all the dads out there, happy Father's Day.